Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
All right, Deshaun, now let's get into it. Something that I'm sure you often talk about, the fact that you like to talk about, you know, on the court basketball, the stuff that's going on the court. And I'm often a guy who loves to get into the off the court stuff. Give me all the drama and everything like that, because yeah. I have a lot of opinions. I have a lot of thoughts and I enjoy that. And sometimes I need guys like you to explain some of the X's and O's of, like, why did this happen? Why was this guy kind of not covered? That sort of thing. So
how do I always get the drama filled people in my life, Caleb? I don't understand how that works.
I'm sorry. You know, that this is what God intended for you, I guess, you know,
clearly.
Well, so I say that that's very important. I usually enjoy the drama. I enjoy the off the court stuff that gets involved to the game, that just makes the game more interesting, you know, one way or another. This time around, I'm so incredibly annoyed at the off-court drama. And I'm going to put those in big quotation marks, because this is the most created fake news drama that could happen around the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks have been a team this season free of drama for the most part. And yet, Shams Charania on Friday of last week comes in with this big report. And what name does he throw in there that the Atlanta Hawks are having trade discussions with other teams? None other than, oh, it's John Collins once again.
Yeah.
When you, because I sent this to you, Deshaun, you said you had already seen it. When you saw that John Collins' name was once again brought up in trade discussions, what were your thoughts?
Shocker. Okay. For the people who can't physically see my facial expression right now and can only, you know, hear us, you know, it is the perfect and most ideal time for the eye rolling emoji. Okay. Like, that is, I was always wondering, and I meant to ask you this some time ago, which I never got a chance to, and I hate myself for it, but how many games are going to be played, Caleb, before, you know, we start hearing John Collins' name and trade rumors again? Like, I always felt that it was coming to that, you know, and I know that there's been the talks, but I'll let you throw the names out of who, you know, they have mentioned. But I'll tell you this much. Has John Collins, and can he say within himself truly and honestly that he has done enough in, what are we looking at, 16 games, 17 games? What are we looking at, Caleb?
We're 17 now, but 15 at the time of the report.
15 at the time of the report. Can he say within 15 to 17 games that he has done enough? More than enough, because we know sometimes that's what you have to do in life. Going the extra mile, amongst other things, to say, this is, I should no longer be in these conversations. And I like the way that he's played defensively, Caleb, that has shown, like, that he shouldn't be in those conversations. It's offensively, I feel like, which is something I never thought that we would say about John Collins, as to why I can't exactly tell you that he shouldn't be in these conversations. Like, think about it. Think about it. Real quick. Monday night against Cleveland. One rebound. One, uno. Do they got a medium in the back, Caleb? Okay, I can give you one rebound. I can chase down a rebound. All right, bad black lungs and all. Okay, I can give you a freaking rebound. Like, not the let's all decide to kill John Collins moment by no means. But this is what we're talking about sometimes. We've already got on Trey, so we're not going to say we didn't do that first. We already got on Debo, so we're not going to say we didn't do that first. We've gotten on Jalen every single day of this podcast, okay? But in the Caleb has been, you know, hard in at times on Clint Capella. We've done our part. Dude, we're waiting on you to step up. When you have those moments that Jalen that Trey isn't shooting well, when you have those moments that Debo isn't shooting well, like we're seeing lately. Like, it's looking like people are having conversations about DeAndre Hunter being the second best player on this team. That's something that we probably shouldn't be saying when you're getting $125 million, okay? And most of that is coming off of being on the recipient end of lob passes where you're wide open and displaying plenty of athleticism, but giving you the ball out there on the perimeter to shoot a wide open jump shot and still not able to hit it, which I think is a great idea to keep feeding you. So I'm fending for you right now. I'm fired up, Caleb. I'm fired up, dude, because I believe in, let me tell you why I'm fired up. Because I believe in John Collins, okay? He has shown me and proven to me wrong. I had very low expectations of John Collins coming in as a rookie, and he exceeded those, not just his first year as a rookie, but his second year, then his third year. Then he played well in his fourth year, but then things started slowly decline. I don't know what the whole film session mix up or whatever, dust up or whatever that was about, but it seems like ever since then, and again, I'm not saying this has anything to do with Trey, because it might just be between the ears. It might not be. I don't know. But things just hasn't seemed all the way right with John Collins since then. And they give you the 125. There was conversations about, all right, we're going to give you 80. And you're like, 80? I need 90. And it's like, maybe 85. But I really feel like you're stealing money if you do. 125. You're getting more than. You know what I'm saying, Caleb? Like, I think it's time for me to be quiet now, because I might say some things, Caleb.
Well, the one thing that I do want to do is separate the rumors from the trade conversation. Because okay. the rumors that Shams Charania put out on Friday, to me, are bogus. Now, I'm not saying that people haven't had discussions, but you know as well as I do, Deshaun, people have discussions all the time. One of the funniest things that I thought was in that report, in that athletic report, it mentioned the Utah Jazz as being a team that the Atlanta Hawks had discussions with. I was at the game that the Hawks played the Utah Jazz. I saw the player agents who were there pregame, walking around, shaking hands, having conversations. You know why that was happening? Because the Utah Jazz are looking to be sellers. The Utah Jazz did not expect to be top of the Western Conference. They expected to be sellers, bottom of the West, in the Watabanyaba, the Chubbawamba sweepstakes. They expected to be in those sweepstakes. And they're in a very different sweepstakes right now, which could be playing in the actual playoff for the Western Conference. It's wild. However, the Utah Jazz and Danny Ainge have always expected to be sellers, so it's not surprising that they were having trade discussions. However, if you are an agent and you have a player in Phoenix, Arizona, his name's Jay Crowder. He's very unhappy right now. He wants to be out of Phoenix, Arizona right now. He wants to be in another city.
Yeah.
What do? You let a reporter know, hey, the Atlanta Hawks are having trade discussions. So much so that, now I'm blanking on his name. Steve Koonin, Hawks.
See ya.
Yeah. came on Dukes and Bell last week to say, we did not put those reports out. Those reports did not come from us. And I thought, yeah, I know they didn't. They came from Jay Crowder's people because they specifically named the Milwaukee Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks as the two teams that were having discussions. Why was that? Oh, I bet if you were to ask Jay Crowder what's the two places he would like to be traded to, I bet it would be the Atlanta Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks. So separate all of that stuff, because even in the report, it said a potential deal will be weeks or potentially months in the making ahead of the February 9th trade deadline. So why are you saying in November? Nobody's making trades in November. Why would you put it out there? Because there's a player who really wants to get himself out of his current situation. That's why the reports are there. Now, go ahead. Sorry.
No.
It was just that, like,
it's Caleb time. It's, well, Caleb's take.
I have, like, that bucket, and I need to put that bucket down, pick up the other bucket, which was the actually looking at trading John Collins itself. Probably a smart deal. Probably a smart thing to do at this point. You know why I say that? It's because I have to separate my head from my heart, because I love John Collins as a player. I love John for this city. There's just so many things that he's good at. He's a guy that if you're a media member and you need to talk to him, just very open and honest and polite and just like one of the most genuinely kind people on the face of the earth, much less in the NBA. However, you look at career lows in points per game, 12.6 points per game, I think, right now. He's shooting 26.9% from three-point, all career lows, and he's playing the most minutes he's ever played in his career. His impact, like, John Collins is a really good player, but I think we have reached the point, and I don't think we were always necessarily there, but I can understand if people would disagree with me. We're at the point where John Collins' impact is not enough to this specific team. What you talk about the one rebound. You know why he's not getting rebounds? Because usually someone else is down there grabbing it. It's usually because John Collins is sprinting to the three-point line because it's like, all right, well, let me get an open look. Or John Collins is setting a screen. You know, like there's so many other things that he's doing that do impact the game. But I just wonder if we've not reached the point where his services are no longer necessary in Atlanta, and if he wouldn't make a bigger impact somewhere else. Because what does John want to do? He wants to be involved more offensively. He's not shooting the three ball very well. However, in the last two games, he has. Like, I was trying to remember. He's like 4 of 8 in his last two games from three. Previously, he was 4 of 17, I believe, yeah. Or 4 of 21.
Somewhere along those lines.
Like, it was drastic how well he shot the ball in the last couple of games versus before that. But you're right. 5 years, $125 million. Yeah. I get why you would want to move on that, which is something you have to consider. You look at 5 years, 125, and then you look at what the Hawks gave Kevin Huerter.
Yeah.
And they decided they needed to move on from Kevin Huerter.